My Mac Podcast 976. Just throw money at it.
And welcome everyone to this week's spectacular, hopefully, MyMac.com podcast. And hopefully nothing will go wrong like it did the last time we did a podcast. It went so horribly wrong. So because it went so horribly wrong, I am seriously considering getting a dedicated computer for just podcasting. It wouldn't have to be super fancy. And it would have minimal connections to cloud computers and phones, which is what set off the failure last week. Just software related to podcasting like DAWs and browser-based video audio software and hardware like audio interfaces for microphones. That's kind of what I'm going to be talking about this week in just a little bit. Gaz, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing absolutely sponrific.
I'm so glad you said that.
I thought you'd like me saying that. And there's a reason that I said that, folks. Because our good friend Carl Madden actually did a AI auto-generated script, basically, of the show from last week. And he asked me how I was on his show, and I said sponrific. And actually, the auto-generated comments came out absolutely spot on. Well done.
Sponrific, you might say.
Yeah. All I can say to your intro guy is, you're just looking in it for an excuse to buy a new computer, aren't you? Aren't you really? Come on.
We'll go into it.
Okay. Well, I've been busy doing all the things that I usually do. Last weekend we had some friends around and we enjoyed basically the whole afternoon drinking and eating outside in the sun. Yes, I said outside, sitting in the sun in good old Blighty. Yes,
how absolutely. Did that ever happen?
Oh, well, I don't know, but we've had this very similar thing this evening as well. Then nice. I volunteered on Monday, cycled on Tuesday, had a rest, on Wednesday, cycled to see a friend about the British Grand Prix on Thursday, and then also in the evening on Thursday, I went on the Mac and Forth podcast, which was a good laugh. Then always. Friday, I earned some beer money, working all nice. Day. And today we did a 5-mile walk with Wilf, some Wilf wanderings. And then I cut the lawn. That took an hour and I wasn't collecting any of the cuttings. So got a fair sized lawn I have to cut. And now, and I don't know how you're going to take this, now I'm talking to Guy on my Mac.
Ooh.
Do you see the double entendre there?
Yeah,
on
a little bit.
My Mac. Not only on my Mac, but on my Mac.
Oh, see, that's like Inception. It blows my mind. I don't even know where to go with that.
It's like, you know, the answer to the universe and everything, really, isn't it?
Yeah. If we could combine Douglas Adams and whoever it was that made Inception, we would probably get a movie that nobody would want to watch.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now, last weekend, we didn't have a show last weekend because I think we both needed some time off after the one that we had before then.
It's like a trial separation, wasn't it, Guy?
Oh, no. It was more like a trial. What's a good thing that can catch on fire? It was really, really awful. The end of our last show was so frustrating. And you know, I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah, you stop. Stop right there. Oh.
So I went to Tracy and I went to North Carolina last weekend, and the long drive allowed me to try out some of the features on my newish car.
New car, yes.
Yeah. So like blind spot monitoring, which for some reason I need, and assistive cruise control. And I think you and I, we talked about that, how that works.
Yep.
Did we talk about that? Okay.
Well, I think most people know how assistive cruise control works. It's just you oldies in America that haven't had this technology for some time.
It's flippin' magic. Drive my Cario.
My 2019 Honda Civic had it, and I think the car I had before there had it as well. So, you know, it's not exactly new, but I get it. If you've not had it for the first time, it feels like it's magic. I get that.
It kind of does. JK, call me. We have a novel to talk about. Anyway, it took a little while to get used to.
You don't want to drive in one of her magic cars, I can assure you.
No, I do not. You know, sit there, take Napio. Wake up and I'm in the middle of the Rocky Mountains at 15,000 feet. CarPlay is kind of weird on it, though. Everything has to be done through the center console, and it's not a touch screen, which is taking some getting used to. I can't say so far that I'm a big fan.
No.
But I will have this car for the next 4 or 5 years at least. So
you'll get
used to it. Exactly. I have finally knuckled down, and I'm going to the MaxDoc Conference and Expo in July. This is actually now. This is going to be, I think, number 8. And I can't remember if I've been to 5 or 6 of them. I didn't go last year for health reasons, and there was one of the near COVID years. Either he didn't give one or put out one, or I missed it for one reason or another. But this is like the 6th one, I think, that I've been to. And this is going to be the first time I've actually had to pay for it, as I'm not a speaker and I'm not helping behind the scenes. So it's like, okay, write that check. Okay, Mike, it's worth it, because it is such a really, really good time. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, poking it at Mike Potter a little bit. But if you have never been to the MaxDoc Conference and
Expo, worth it.
Such a good time. And there's so many great speakers, and there's so much going on. And you get to see people like me. Now, that's meant to be an incentive, okay?
You can relax to a degree, Guy. You can relax this year and actually enjoy the rest of it without worrying about, you know, you having to do something and feeling like you've got to, you know, jump in and do anything. So you can just sit back. You won't. I know you won't.
No,
I know you'll still jump in. I know you'll still be doing stuff behind the scenes. And I know that you'll take just, you know, a small bag of podcasting gear with you, you know, like, you know, you'll probably take a mic and perhaps an iPad, and that'll be it. And you'll do something with that. No, you won't, will you?
Oh, I'm sure. No. I'm sure I'll take a tiny bag, like maybe one microphone.
Yes. What, here comes Guy with his mics in his small 20-kilo luggage, which we need to put in the hold. Yes.
Well, we'll see.
Anything
we'll see
to declare, sir? Yes, I've got a mic everything. Fetish.
Yeah. Step into that line, sir.
Yes.
That line over there. So, but it's going to be a great time.
Now, Wilf actually came on the Mac and Forth show, and he's just come in from outside. So for anybody on the video, there you go. And he's licking my face. Yes, thanks. Yeah.
What a good puppy.
Now go and eat.
Now he's like, I am getting the hell out of here.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
Goodbye, Wilf. There he goes.
Right.
Now, I don't know if anyone can see like the very top. Right here. I'm actually, and I know, I'm using a different microphone. Why is this a surprise to anyone? It is not. It is not a surprise to anyone. But Rode came out with these pop filters for the pod mic. And I bought the red one. And that was it. I also bought the blue one.
Because, and the thing is, I understand that it really is important that you have a different colored mics around. I get that, Guy.
No, it's really not.
Oh, my word. He's just showing, for anybody who's not watching the video, Guy just pulled in another mic, which is a blue mic. So
it's the NT1.
I, yeah.
signature series in blue, even though I already have an NT1 regular microphone. It tasked me, Gaz. I had to have it.
Buy me, you will. This is the microphone you're looking for.
This is the one that you will use forever.
Anyway, okay. I think we should really jump into Gaz's snippets. Right. Now, I'm not quite sure what I've got this week, Guy, because it's just, I mean, it's almost it's 2 weeks worth, but it's not. So anyway, I'm just going to jump in and go for it.
Yeah.
So the first ones are easy. Mac OS Sonoma 14.5 has been updated, a release with security fixes. iOS 17.5 and iPad OS 17.5 updates released with bug fixes. Then iOS 16.7.8 and iPad OS 16.7.8 updates for older iPhones and iPads is also available. Mac OS Ventura 13.6.7 and Mac OS Monterey 12.7.5 updates all available. Ha! I got those out.
There
the
you
way.
Go. Way to go, Apple.
Apparently, the App Store stopped over 7 billion with a B in potentially fraudulent transactions. Yes, so this, let me clarify that, just a souchant of clarification. This was from 2020 through to 2023. So it wasn't in 1 year, because I tell you what, if they're having 7 billion worth of potential fraudulent transactions going through in 1 year, maybe you're not as safe as you think you are, because some of those are going to slip through, but let's hope not.
You see, Apple is counting on the fact that we can't divide 7 billion by 3. Damn it, Apple.
Well, now, hang on a minute. Is it 3 or is it 4? Because it's 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. For me, you divide it by 4.
Okay. Well, that can be divided by 4. 7 yeah. billion can be divided by 4.
Any number can be divided by 3 or 4, really, when you think about it.
No, they can't. It's in my American education math book. It says no.
Apple store workers vote to authorize the first strike over bargaining delays. Maryland employees at the first U.S. Apple store to unionize, take historic step as progress for a first contract has been stagnated. Apple Watch is the perfect golfing companion. Says who? Says Apple.
Yeah, it'll help clean your balls.
Apparently, Apple has announced new accessibility features, including eye tracking. How's that going to help you, Guy?
It's only going to work halfway for me.
You could be eligible for a piece of Apple's 35 million iPhone 7 settlement. The deadline is approaching to register to receive a piece of Apple's 35 million settlement with iPhone 7 or 7 Plus users who experienced audio issues with their smartphone's microphone. iPhone 7, Guy. That I just saw that and thought, good grief.
You could probably lie and say that you had an iPhone 7 and nobody would call you on it. But it's like, do you realize that by the time the lawyers finish getting their cut, that
you'll get 35 cents?
You'll get a pittance. And it's frankly, it's like, that's like 10 generations ago of iPhones. Let it go.
I saw The Guardian in the UK put out a headline which said, "What would Steve Jobs think of Apple's culture crushing advert?" Guardian... He died several years ago. In fact, it's probably over a decade ago now. Yeah. So we don't know what Steve Jobs would think of Apple's culture-crushing advert.
He'd probably want to put more stuff in there to crush.
Stupid question.
It is.
The thing is, you put it in reverse.
Yeah.
I heard someone say, you put it in reverse.
It creates pianos. What it does.
iFixit teardown reveals a big change for the M4 iPad Pro's repairability. They were quite happy with the iPad's repairability, but as Carl said in his show, they weren't quite so happy with the pencil. And as we went on to discuss, pencil's just a little bit more difficult to repair, I would say. Rather smaller.
Okay, here's an Apple technician. And this is a visual thing. So you'll have to watch the video to get this. Here's an Apple technician receiving an Apple pencil to repair.
There. Throw it over my shoulder like some salt.
And now it's gone.
For good luck. Apparently, Canada and UK are in line for the first Vision Pro international rollout. We shall see. I bet Carl will be... No, he won't be, actually.
No, he won't. He won't. He'll be like, wow, look at that. It's available now. I don't care.
Sad face. Now, I've put this in, but I didn't read it, so you'll have to excuse me. You know your forged eBay listing isn't going well when Apple's longest-serving employee debunks it. A forged eBay listing of an alleged pass for employee number 10, together with a hand-drawn map of Apple's first campus, seemed superficially convincing until some started questioning a few of the details. Be careful out there what you're buying, folks.
Yeah.
There's lots of naughty, nasty, horrible people trying to your money.
And it probably showed like the Apple spaceship. It's like, oh, yeah, we had that in 1976.
Apple has put out another fix, Guy, which is 17.5.1 for iOS. It's fixed a rare bug that caused deleted photos to return, which could have been rather embarrassing if you weren't careful.
Depends on the photos.
Correct. DTK Mac Mini scrapped by Apple is successfully repaired by a collector. I read that and I thought, what? Back in 2020, Apple offered selected developers a custom DTK Mac Mini with Bionic chip inside so that they could develop apps for the Apple Silicon platform. After the official launch of the M1 Max, developers had to return their Mac Minis to Apple, which scrapped the machines, but one of these scrapped DTKs was successfully restored. Dun, dun, dun! Dun. Apparently, Vietnam has urged Apple supplier Foxconn to cut power use by 30% amid energy concerns. Right. So are we going to have a chip?
30% cut in output as well?
Chips. Well, that's the thing. Is there going to be a chip shortage on the back of that? Who knows? Probably what it means is Foxconn will change some of their manufacturing to one of their other factories elsewhere in the world. Apple are likely to produce a quarter of iPhones in India by 2028. And not half by 2027 as predicted. So,
by not quite analysts.
Well, you know, it's mostly analysts, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Apple is battling a $2 billion EU fine over the App Store practices. Apple has formally challenged a $1.8 billion or $1.95 billion antitrust fine issued by the European Union, according to a report, Guy, you know.
Okay, so when are they going to go after Amazon for books?
I think they're already going after those, but those don't make the headlines. Those sorts of
they don't make as much money either.
No. So not only was the iOS 17.5 .1 release, there was an iPad OS 17.5.1, because I assume that your photos were also disappearing and reappearing on your iPads. I put this in, I'm afraid I didn't read it because I just saw these headlines. Do's and don'ts for cleaning your dirty Apple Band watch. And it says watch bands are home to dangerous bacteria. I think we've had that before, you know.
I think the dangerous bacteria is in the author's head.
Apple says the US antitrust lawsuit should be dismissed. Of course they do.
No. It's going to be like, here's the headline. Apple says, no, you haven't charged us enough in fines. Please charge us more.
Apparently, and I don't know why they've picked on you here, but American homes are full of old, obsolete iPads.
Yeah, sure. I get it. I keep passing them down to my... Well, I was going to say I pass them down to my wife. I bought her a brand new one. I don't remember which one it was. It may have been like an iPad 7th gen or 8th gen or something like that. All brand new just for her because she was still using my... I think it was like a 2nd gen iPad, which weighs like 20 pounds and has a screen about that big. But yeah, it was like, okay, well, you because she uses her iPad a lot more than I do. So if anybody was going to get a new one, it would have been her.
Snippets guy.
Yeah.
Snippets. I know.
Wait, hold on. Apple Pencil.
Disney has shared a trailer for the Immersive Vision Pro Marvel story. That's going to make me go out and want to buy some Vision Pro.
Yeah, $3,500 to watch something from Marvel that I don't want to see anyway.
It's immersive and it's an hour long. So if it's immersive, how can it only be an hour long? No, I'm not going there. Apple fellow Phil Schiller defends 27% App Store fee in court. Of course he did. What else is he going to do? Yeah. Come on, folks.
Yeah. No, charge us more. You know, that's what all the developers are telling Apple. We want to give Apple more money. Just like Apple wants to give the courts more money for all those fines. You haven't charged us enough. Snippets.
Apple has hired Cynthia Bowman as new VP of diversity. Well done, Cynthia.
Yeah. Hey, I'm so excited.
I'm not going to read that one out because I didn't go into that enough. And I'm not sure. It's basically talking about your Wi-Fi router as being doubled as an Apple AirTag. But we'll come back to that in a future show, possibly. Okay. Apple may soon have to allow third-party app stores in Japan as well as everywhere else. Well, there's a surprise. Apple has now announced Tap to Pay on the iPhone, now available in Canada. So good for you folks.
Canada.
And this is, I think this is the Tap to Pay where you can obviously receive money on the phone, you know, rather than just tapping to pay with NFC.
No, that's France. Sorry.
Yeah.
Unless well, you're in Quebec. Right.
Let's speak a bit of French. MacBook
let's
with
just spend
foldable.
The whole show making fun of people from Canada.
they're lovely people.
They are.
Here's another analyst. A MacBook with foldable display will actually have an 18.8 inch screen. I thought that made you laugh.
Aren't they foldable anyway? Aren't laptops
no,
by their foldable, very nature foldable? No,
a foldable screen guy.
I know. It's screen. Just so stupid. It's okay. Find something to talk about that doesn't involve fantasies in your own stupid little mind, whoever you are out there in analyst land. My God. Foldable
Apple
laptop.
Exec.
Shut up.
Hey.
Not you.
Will you let me finish?
Yes.
Apple exec admits court-ordered app store changes fail to boost competition. Let me clarify that a little bit. Apple executive Phil Schiller admitted in court on Wednesday that the company's court-mandated changes to its iPhone app store payment system have not significantly increased competition.
Huh. Who could have seen that coming?
And apparently,
all of the Apple users that are currently using the secure method of payment backed by Apple and whatever banks it is that Apple uses, for some reason, don't want to use an alternative form of payment that isn't as safe. Huh. Huh.
Who'd have funked it?
Who'd have thunked it?
Apparently, Apple, I haven't read into this because I got bored on it, but Apple has elaborated on the rare iOS 17.5 bug that resurfaced deleted photos. It didn't happen to everybody, just a few people. So why is there so much on this? I mean, you know, really, really? Now, this one I got quite excited about.
Okay.
Apple built a Tetris clone for the iPod, but never released it. Why? Come on, Apple, why didn't you? Apple once designed a Tetris clone that has been found on a prototype version of the third generation iPod, indicating the company was experimenting with releasing the game on the music player. It's called Stacker. Oh, God.
How could, with just the spinny wheel thing that the iPods had, how would that even work?
Well, just wink at it. Just wink at it.
Oh, wait, no. I'm not a good winker these days.
Just be careful how you say that. Apparently, Apple are now selling the refurbished iPhone 14 models. So get out there and get yourself a bargain.
Yeah, I might actually get a new iPhone this year. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. Shut up.
Apple TV is to air the final rounds of the Lamar Hunt US Open Cup soccer for free.
That's like football, isn't it?
It is football. Soccer is like football. Yes, yes. That is the end of Gazzy Snippets. No,
Apple Pencil in Canada.
In Canada. There's no Gazzy Snippets, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay. Well, then what we're going to talk about next is should I get a dedicated computer for podcasting?
What are we going to talk about next?
We're going to talk about. should I get a dedicated computer just for podcasting based a lot?
So shall I answer that for you?
Sure.
No. Let's move on.
Okay. So anyway, we'll see everybody next week. Part of the reason why
I really do think that Guy's going to want some feedback from people on this as well. Yes.
Anyone listening to this,
Steve, what do you think?
No.
Untrue. He's wrong for the first time ever. Are you wrong, no. Steve?
No.
Oh, well, you are. I actually do want feedback on this. I know that a lot of people.
Are you getting it? No.
Not yet. A lot of people, a lot of podcasters have a dedicated computer that they use for podcasting that isn't all jumbled up with, you know, the day-to-day minutiae of what goes onto people's computers these days. I mean, I look at audio MIDI in system preferences. I have got a list this freaking long on all kinds of inputs and outputs and everything else. And it's almost impossible to get rid of a lot of it. So yeah, I'm thinking that if I could just get a clean computer that doesn't have all of the crap on it that I've put on this computer, that would probably eliminate some of the problems that I've had. Now, with that having been said, I guess the question is, what type of computer would Guy get for this? And this is a hard question to ask, Gaz, because we are in the near time of updates, probably. We don't really know, for Mac Minis and Mac Studios. So do you get a brand new Mac Mini or Mac Studio to use as a podcasting machine? Or do you go refurb, or do you just wait until the next ones come out? Don't know. But if we were going to go new, a M2 Mac Mini with 8 gigs of RAM and 512 gigs of storage is about $700, which is not bad. Now, the M2 Pro Mac Mini with 512 gigabytes of storage and, again, 8 gigabytes of RAM, which this also surprised me, Gaz, because why would Apple, quite frankly, the M2 Pro chip, any chip that computer goes into should have had a minimum of 16 gigabytes of RAM. Would you agree with that?
Well, it depends what it's being used for, but I would have expected perhaps more RAM as a base model. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And that's $1,200. So that's $500 jump to go from the M2 Mac Mini to the M2 Pro Mac Mini. Now, looking at some of the other markets out there, M2 Mac Mini, 512 gigabytes of storage, 16 gigs of RAM, $993. M1 Mac Mini with 512 gigs of storage and 16 gigabytes of RAM, which is like just a little bit under what I'm currently using. Refurb, $800. Brand new M2 Mac Mini from Apple with 512 gigabytes of storage and 16 gigabytes of RAM, $1,000 from Apple. So it's the difference between the M1 Mac Mini for $800 refurb, M2 Mac Mini, brand new, same kind of specs, $1,000. So it's $1,000 more to get the M2 versus the M1. I'm not really sure that going either M1
$1,000 more? Where's $1,000 more come from?
No, it's $200 more. It goes from $800 to $1,000.
That's better. Yeah, that's better.
Oh, is that what I said? Sorry, I didn't mean to purposely mislead people. So the question is, would it really make that much of a difference going from either the M1 or the M2 Pro for a dedicated podcast computer, as long as it had 16 gigabytes of RAM and 512 gigs of storage? What do you think?
I'd be thinking completely different, completely differently.
Okay.
I'd be thinking that I'm going to go and get a MacBook of some description, either new or from the refurb, and dedicate the Mac that you're using at the moment to being your podcasting setup. And then I've got another Mac, but it's portable. Dun, dun, dun.
I actually have an M1 Mac Pro or Mac. MacBook Pro.
Right. So how about selling that or getting it in?
Oh, I don't
Apple
want to sell
or...
it. I'd love that thing. I honestly hardly use it.
So why are you thinking of buying another thing? Why don't you make that your I'd go down the avenue of actually seeing if I can make that my main computer, the one that I use with all the stuff on it, and make sure I can get it linked up to my screens, like you've got, you know, the screens there as with a dock or something. And if I could then use that, make the Mac Mini that you've got now your dedicated Mac. Or even reverse it, try and use the MacBook as your dedicated Mac podcasting device, because then you could take it away on when you go to MacStock, etc., to do your portable setup. Just a thought.
Do I have a portable setup for podcasting?
No, you don't, but you could have.
Never. I never have.
So I, rather than just going out and spending money, Guy, this is Mr. Hang on a minute. How much money do you just want to give Apple? Maybe you could utilize what you've got in house already.
Maybe. Part of it because and
or have you come into some money that you've not telling me about and you just want to spend it? That's the other, you know.
If I had come into enough money to do this without thinking about it, I wouldn't be talking about it. I would just say, yes, 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 please. I would like the M2 Pro Max Studio with two Apple Studio displays, 96 gigs of RAM, 10 gazillion gigabytes of storage, and then retire on my sailboat to the Caribbeans. But that's not happening, Gaz. That's not what we're talking about here.
So, there's
another wrinkle.
It's right here. Here we go.
It's right there.
Oh, I've got loads of wrinkles. So.
Yeah. I would also need to get a KVM switch. And if you, people don't know what a KVM switch, it's a device.
Are you talking about? Are you talking about if you use the Mac Mini? If you got another Mac Mini?
Yeah, if I got another computer.
Because I'm assuming you'd keep your current Mac Mini as your main Mac Mini, and then buy this extra one. That's why I'd try and try. The first pass I'd do is I clean up that MacBook that you've got and see how good or whether that is capable of becoming your podcasting machine.
Oh, it completely is. The M1 Mac Mini, and you know this goes back to when I first got the darn thing. The M1 Mac Mini is an amazing computer. I have absolutely.
Yeah,
will
talking
you
about the,
please stop pounding on the door, you damn cat?
He's God's getting angry with his cat,
Jesus.
Mr. Angry. Now, look, I was talking about you. I was talking about your MacBook, though.
Oh, the MacBook Pro that I have,
making that the dedicated podcasting device.
Because I do, I would have to. Wow. I'm just thinking about all of the work I would have to do to not only that MacBook, to get it set up to do all of the podcast. Because I mean, it's set up to do podcasting now.
You see, you'd have to do a load of work if you bought a new MacBook, a Mac Mini anyway. And then it's not, you know, if you make your MacBook the dedicated, you'd find out whether it would work for you then, whether this whole thought process would work. Just get it, make sure it's all fully backed up. I mean, all of the stuff goes in the cloud. I'm sure there's stuff on there that you can move and save and make it back into the system that it needs to be if it's not working. But that's the route I'd go before even thinking about buying another Mac Mini just to dedicate it. For some reason you want to dedicate it for, I don't know.
You're going to kill that cat.
Would you like to go and pause? And go and kill the cat?
No, I'll kill the cat later. No, I would never.
Because
I know who it is. It's Jelly. It's Jelly. And you've seen Jelly. She is such a sweetheart. And all she wants to do is get in here and be with me. But then she wants to walk on the keyboard and walk on the trackpad and walk on everything. Basically interrupt everything because it has to be all about her. I have no idea where she got that attitude from.
No idea at all.
It is a mystery. It is a complete mystery. So
anyway,
stand by for action.
Exactly. In the news tonight, cat goes flying across the sky. I don't know because part of the reason why I wasn't really considering the MacBook Pro. Oh, it's making me crazy. Is that because of all the gear that I have a limited amount of space here on this desk. And I have this little, I don't know what you'd call it. It's like a slide out drawer that I've got the Mac Mini and we both have one of those Hitachi hubs and then a OWC hub. And right next to it, there's no space at all. And it would, another Mac Mini would just fit so nicely right in that little spot.
That is incredible.
Or a Mac Studio.
Oh, a Mac Studio or a Mac Mini. A fish in the gap I've got. I've got to spread hundreds of pounds rather
and
than draw.
And then with the KVM switch, all I have to do is go dink, dink, dink between the three computers because I also have...
And if you've got a KVM switch, then the MacBook could sit anywhere. You could... But it'll go anywhere else. It doesn't matter. You're just desperate to buy another Mac Mini, aren't you, really? Let's be honest. That's what you're looking to do. You're just looking desperately for a reason. If I said, yes, Sky, you should really do that, that
the
would
podcast would end right now and I would go and buy another Mac Mini.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
I am. I kind of am.
He's gone from a mic obsession to a Mac Mini obsession, folks.
Well, my obsessions kind of switch around. I have multiple obsessions, Gaz. But the microphone one is always there. It's always there.
And now, not only has he got a mic obsession, he's got a different colored mic obsession. I mean, it's just...
audio interface obsession. I've got a bunch of different audio interfaces.
Yes, yes.
I don't have...
That's why you need another Mac Mini, so you can utilize all the different interfaces that you've got. Oh, another camera. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's the GoPro I bought, thinking, oh, that would look so much better than this dedicated Sony.
No.
It did not. It really did not.
No.
Not, not even close.
No.
Not even close. No. I don't know what I'm going to do, but if I'm going to be honest, what do you think I'm going to do, Gaz?
Buy another Mac Mini.
That's what you're going to do.
You're crazy, man. You crazy. And then, folks, what's going to happen is he's going to call me up and say, right, yes, we're potting at X time. We come to X time. I come on. He says, no, I've just got to sort this out because it's this. It's a new setup, Gaz. It's a new setup. And I've got to set. And why can't I hear you? I don't know. No, that's going to. No. And it'll be about 30 minutes. Uh-oh, the dog's coming in. Is he coming in? No, he's not coming in. And then I'll be going, have you got it sorted yet, guy? No, hang on. Wait, what? No, just, oh, which mic is it? Oh, I've got the mic plugged into the old Mac Mini. Oh, no. Yeah, he's nodding his head.
I'm nodding my head.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. Quick and easy one this week. I don't know about you, guy. But I don't want to see my recent applications or any suggested applications in my dock. If that's you, then you can disable it by going to settings, search for dock, go into the desktop and dock setting, and you should be able to find the option which says show recent and suggested apps in the dock. Just untoggle this option and you're done.
Oh, head nodding.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
There we go. Okay.
Wowza.
So, yeah, there's probably a Mac Mini in my future.
Future.
And the part that drives me crazy, so many, many things, is right after I buy the damn thing, Apple
there'll
will
be an
say,
update.
Here's the M4 Mac Mini. And I'll be like, oh, wait, hold on. How will I be like, oh, I don't know if I even have them anymore.
What?
I don't have the individual... I was going to do the, but I don't think I have that anymore. So, all right, we'll just use that instead. And
well, all I'm going to say is Steve, does he really need another computer?
No computer is required.
Yeah. Well, what the hell does Steve know? That's what I say. If he was still alive, he would be, yes, buy another Apple computer. Yes.
What happens now?
Buy another Apple computer. I don't think either one of us have any for pick's sake.
We do not.
We have a ton. We have a lot of feedback this week.
Yes.
First one from the mailbag, actually. From the email mailbag. From Gary Apter, I'm not going to pretend that I understand everything that it says in this message. But thank you, Gary. We appreciate the fact that you sent it. Gary says alcohol and calculus doesn't mix, so don't drink and drive. Captain Beefheart, everybody's colored or else you wouldn't be able to see them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny. That is funny. That. And he said that's sent from his NSA Clear iPhone. Now, as I understand it.
Well, he also said vote Gazmaz July 4th. And I agree with that.
Oh, yeah. I don't get that. I don't understand that.
Do you not know that we've got an election on July the 4th? When we're going to probably be voting in a new government. See, unlike United States, where you know that you're going to be having the next 6 to 8 months of period where you're going to have an electioneering, we've got 6 weeks of it. And that's too long.
Yeah. Oh, God. If only. It'd be like, okay, here's the candidate. Vote for me. Okay, get off the stage. That's
well, I like Mr. Apter because he says vote Gazmaz, and I agree with that.
Yeah. Vote Gaz for PM.
Yes.
Mr. Cheesed Off has a lot to say this week, partially about a minor mistake that I made. We have something from him, and I think Gaz has it. I have not yet heard this.
Well, are you going to play the other one, or have you already played that?
I'll play the other one. I'll play the other one.
Yeah.
So go ahead and play that one.
No, hang on a minute. No. You were supposed to play the other one, but did you play that last week or the week before?
I don't know.
Play it now, and then I'll play the follow-up.
Okay, here is what I think is possibly, maybe, a new Mr. Cheesed Off, but I have been wrong before.
Hi, my name's Mr. Cheesed Off here. Sometimes you got to bloody laugh. There's Apple launching what might as well be a spaceship in the form of a new iPad, and what's the headline on some tech sites? Not the groundbreaking technology, not the amazing features. No, it's Tim Cook's flipping trainers. Custom-made Nikes, apparently, because heaven forbid a CEO wear off-the-rack shoes to a tech unveiling. It's an iPad launch, not a catwalk. But there they are, the tech journalist, zooming in on his footwear. Forget the terabytes. Let's talk about the treads. Are we serious right now? What's next? Live commentary on the brand of his bleeding belt buckle at the knick-knack of him? I mean, come on. There I was thinking the event was about advancements that could change the face of technology, but apparently it's about what's changing the face of fashion in the boardroom. It's ridiculous. I was so outraged, I could throw my own shoes at the TV, but then I'd just be shoeless and have a broken TV. I tell you, sometimes it just all really cheeses me off.
Okay.
Now the thing is, I think you may have missed that, especially after the other week when I left a space for you to put it in and you didn't. And Mr. Cheesed Off got even more cheesed off. So here we go.
Oh, God.
Hello, Gaz. And I mean only Gaz. Last week, I sat there eagerly awaiting to hear my latest masterpiece of moaning on the My Mac podcast. And what happens? Guy's audio goes wrong. Yes, Guy, the man so inept at audio that he even screws up his own audio on his own podcast. How is that even possible? It's like a chef burning water. So there's poor old Gaz valiantly carrying on as us Brits do, even leaving a space for Guy to insert my message at a certain point. And what do we get? Nothing. Silence. Absolutely sod all. I thought, well, then's the breaks. Only to have Guy come back at the end, apologise for the shambles of a show, and then play my message from the previous week. I mean, what the actual hell is going on in Dopeville? This is the same man who bangs on about his audio setup nearly each and every week. The man who would buy a microphone if he came out in a different gallery didn't have. Can't grasp the basic concept of plug mic in, talking to the mic, record mic. What else is there to expect in a podcast? To actually produce a flipping podcast, maybe? Really, Guy, maybe you should stick to something more suited to your talents, like setting up a light switch operator for those too addled to work out the basic process. Oh, wait, even that might be too much of a stretch for you. I mean, really, it's amazing. The man who's a walking audio encyclopedia can't manage to record his own voice. Perhaps next week, Guy, you'll manage to breathe without needing the manual. But don't hold your breath. Oh, it all really cheeses me off.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cheesed Off. We appreciate the feedback.
Have we had Mr. Cheesed Off the email yet? Have you sent him a Wooty? Because I think if you haven't, that'll be the next thing he'll be calling.
He has not yet sent me an email.
Oh, well.
To send it to.
Yeah. So if he calls in saying he hasn't got a Wooty and he's cheesed off about it, it's his home fault. So
it's
there you
his
go, Mr.
Fault.
Cheesed Off. Yeah.
Yeah. See, good. Now I wish I had one of those slam the phone down sound effects in Farrago.
Yeah.
I'd be like, it really cheeses me off. We have one more little bit of audio that had to go through some editing.
I think it had to go through what we call a filter.
Yeah. 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 It's from good friend of the show, Marcus. And here it is.
Hey, this is Marcus B. in Minnesota.
Hi, Marcus
and
B.
I'm listening to the MyMac program 97 something because I'm looking at my podcast app and it doesn't display it or scroll across the screen from May 11th anyway. And it's at 10 minutes and 34 seconds. Gaz is bitching about his iPhone screen not being visible in bright light, and that happens to me as well. As little as less than a week ago, I'm outside playing podcasts, I can see the screen, and then suddenly it goes so dark that I can't even tell what I'm looking at. And Gaz said, well, this isn't what I expect from Apple. Well, this is exactly what I expect from Apple. And it's been several years in the making, but their quality is, in my mind, going into the horseshit bin.
Nope.
Anyway, that's just my little comment. I haven't sent any in for a long time, and this isn't actually an audio review. So there you go. But it is done on my Apple Watch. What is it? Ultra. Yeah, Ultra 2. I forgot what I had. Okay, anyway, this is Marcus on my way home from work. Take care and enjoy the program.
See, I'm glad
he manages
Marcus.
To get that nice, long, very clear, well-recorded comment on his watch. And I can't manage to get it done with thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment and a potentially new iMac Mini.
And I think that Mr. Cheesed Off was making that point precisely. I have to say, thank you very much, Marcus, for sending that in. I'm glad it's not just me, but I'm also really, really happy that he clarified that he was coming home from work and not from anywhere else.
Prison. No, I'm kidding.
Well.
You hear the sirens in the background.
Chasing.
I'm being chased right now, but I'm going to get this comment to Guy and Gaz. Marcus, thank you so very, very much for the comments. I don't even mind having to edit them a little bit. A little bit. If you would like to contribute to this podcast and help me buy Mac Minis and microphones, they all start with M for some reason, you can do so by going to patreon.com/MacParrot. You can buy me a coffee at ko-fi.com/MacParrot. You can also pay a pal, Gaz, at paypal.me/MacParrot. Now, Gaz.
What?
If people wanted to get a hold of you, big, and nobody who doesn't look at our notes will understand that, how would they do so?
Ever so easy. Going to be nice and quick. Basically, send an email to gazgaz@mymac.com. Any social media, just search for Gazmaz. And it should be me. If you're struggling or you're not sure whether it's me, send me an email to gaz@mymac.com and I'll clarify the situation for you. You can also contact Guy and myself on the X's on x.com, whatever it is, /Guy and Gaz, GYANDGAZ.
Cars, hold on. Your audio just dipped like crazy.
Did it really? I don't know why. Am I back up now?
Yes.
Good. You can also send an email to feedback, FWDBACK, at
mymac.com.
Come.
Yeah.
His name was Guy.
Where?
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
They don't.
On my Mac.
You one.
Guy says... Guy was paid at 75 grand.
No!
Do we know it was a guy?
We do.
I like to go with Guy.
Guy's the one.
Yeah.
Guy.
Guy?
You remember Guy?
Just fooling.
It's not the same.
I keep trying.
No fooling.
If you want an
email from Guy.
How would they do it? I nearly said that myself then, you know.
Oh,
I'm so out of practice.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks. You would go and open the email client of your choice and then send an email to at mymac.com. See, you are on the ball. You are on the on spot today, sir.
On spot.
You could also go over to the X things. where I'm both Mac Parrot and Vert Shark. And if you go over to Instagram and Threads, I am Vert Shark. If for some reason you prefer Counter Social or Mastodon.social, I'm Mac Parrot over there too. And there goes the cat again. Thank you.
Nice cat.
I love that cat. Now I've just completely lost the thread. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. We have a Google Voice number. Yes, we do.
Yes,
what is
we do.
That number?
Well, it is.
Hello?
Call 703-284-677 for the Mind Mech podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven.
It is.
That's 703-284-677. Get in touch now. Your call is our Tech Driven Lemon.
It went down again.
284-677.
Your audio went down again.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
I don't know. Now it's back up.
That's good. I don't know why it's going up and down like a yo-yo. I'm not changing anything.
It's so confusing. All right. Gaz, this week, wow. Thank you. Thanks to everyone. I'm very confused. Thanks to everyone who has downloaded and listened to the MyMac.com podcast. It is so gratefully, gratefully appreciated. Thank you. Thank you also very, very much. And Gaz, I think that this week we were better than the last time that we were doing this show. I think this week we were smarter than the last time we did this show together. And that doggone it, woof. Woof, wilf, woof, woof, wilf, woof, wilf. People like us.
I was wondering, Guy, why the baseball seemed to be getting bigger and bigger. And then it hit me.
Should have known that.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the MyMac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the MyMac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
God, last week, I know you couldn't hear me. But I was using some choice words.
Yeah. I could see you were upset.
Oh, you are peeking. Why are you peeking so hard?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'll be fine.
I can turn myself down. Hello.
No. Don't turn yourself down.
I'm not.
Let me do it on my side.
You told me not to, so I'm not.
Okay. Go ahead again.
Hello, Guy. How are you?
Okay. Well, go again.
Hello, Guy. How the fuck are you?
I think I was better off when I was just using loopback. I didn't have like all the effects and stuff. It was just straight audio from my microphone, but things were just so much easier. I could just channel everything and it just worked. But now switching back to loopback, okay, I can customize my voice a little bit, but it's just harder. Everything is so much harder, Gaz. What do you got to say about that?
Look at you.
Yeah. It's almost like I do this to myself. Almost.
Almost.
Almost. What is wrong with me?
Right.
Oh, were you outside cutting the grass too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. I did that earlier. Except it's like 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Imagine if it was 90 degrees centigrade. Oh, no. Yeah. Just going outside. I have now spontaneously combusted.
Combusted. Yeah, you banana.
Pretty much. Whoa.
What?
What is that? Oh, okay. No, there we go. All right.
That's
hold on a second.
Let the cat in.
Gonna let the cat in. Oh, now she's gone. Oh, there she is.
The cat just crapped. The cat just crapped.
Jeez, now she's happy. Because she's gotten what she wants, which is my...
That's nice.
Yeah. All right, are you going to just settle down or are you going to be all freaky-deaky? Come on, just...
Oh, she's purring.
Oh, you hear her?
Yeah.
She's very happy kitty. I don't know why your audio was like all up and down like that.
I've now gone into the settings and turned off. There's an option that says auto gain control. I've turned that off and I wonder.
Okay, well, it's still way down. And that's coming. That's got to be coming from EV Mux. Ooh, excuse me, EV Mux.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're 100% there. Yes, hello. She's so funny.
Is it still the same?
Yeah, it's low. And none of my settings have changed in Audio Hijack.
Well, or loopback. You know, obviously when I'm talking.
Did you move it?
No idea. No idea, guy.
All right, I did it all on its own.
I just put it all back to where it was supposed to be and where it was previously. So I don't know. It's got to be EV Mux.
Well, I'm getting less and less enthralled with EV Mux.
Yeah.
I can't go back. You are a weird kitty.
Yeah. Now, next week.
I think I'm good next week. When is your F1 thing going?
That's not till July.
Oh, okay.
But the weekend after next, so next weekend I'm good, but the following weekend I've got family over for the weekend, so I can't do that weekend.
Okay.
The weekend after that might be difficult, might have to be a Sunday. The weekend after that might have to be a Sunday.
What are the dates?
So we're talking, I'm going to possibly have problems for...
We're talking June? Yeah.
7th, 8th and 9th, 14th, 15th, 16th. So I might be able to do it on the 16th. I might be able to do it on the 23rd. So those are both Sundays.
That weekend, I'm out because that's Peter's
week. Okay. Okay, cool. So the 16th might have to be a Sunday. The 23rd is a no-go. The following week, we're on holiday, but I don't know. That's a no-go because we're on holiday Monday through to Monday. And then the following weekend is then Silverstone. So I've got two weekends.
I'll be in... That's because the 11th and the... 11th, 12th, and 13th, I think, is Mac Stock.
Of July?
Show notes, yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's the following. So we've got 3 or 4 weeks where it might be difficult.
July 12th through the 14th.
And, yeah, so
I mean, I'll be recording stuff there. I'll probably do a My Mac show from there.
Yeah.
But I have idea.
I won't be available
for that weekend anyway.
I will. It's the weekend before I'm not available.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe we can do one then.
Maybe.
Depending on what the hotel Wi-Fi is like.
Yeah. 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 So you'll have to just let me know how it's going.
Okay. What are you doing?
But I've got several weekends where it may have to be a Sunday recording, I'm afraid.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, this is actually, I was going to mention it and I forgot. This is a long weekend for us because it's Memorial Day.
Yeah, so we've got the late spring bank holiday, what we call a spring bank holiday. So it's a long weekend for us this weekend as well. Although every weekend's a long weekend for me.
Yeah. I want to retire so bad. I really do.
Then we could do it anytime.
Anytime. Wouldn't matter. Well, we'll do it on Wednesday this week. Who cares?